Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's always a pleasure to be here, and wherever you are finding yourself, I greet you. And we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. We know it's the time is 5 minutes past 1800 hours. It's the 14th of March 2025. It's a beautiful Friday. And everyone is, you know, out or inside, looking at how the week was. Yes, to those of you who are coming for the first time, or for those of you who are listening to this program for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is a business platform. It's a business platform where we look at various aspects of business and also various aspects of economic development. It's also a platform where we look at, you know, analysis of policies. We're analyzing domestic policies, we analyze fiscal policies, domestic, and we also look at international policies, particularly the issues which affect our bread and butter issues. And it's also the platform where we discuss various opportunities. It's the platform where we also look at various areas of interest, especially those who are which are focusing on uplifting Namibian people, particularly the SME operators, middle business person, and also bigger corporations, because the fundamental aim of the program is to educate, unlock the mind, and also make sure that we instill the spirit of innovation among the Namibian people, and we also instill the, you know, the spirit of, you know, working very hard, and also contributing positively to the economy of the country. And it's also the platform where we engage into deep critical conversations, the conversations which we are running away from, and the conversations also which have potential to assist us, and the conversations also which have potentials to make sure that we become better every day, and we don't look back, because at the end of the day, we are at the different platforms, we are at a different career platform, but the aim is to advance our country. The aim is to make sure that in the next 20 years or so, the country is not going to be where it is. It's also to make sure that we become, you know, as Namibia, as they are saying, the future is in the hands of young people. It's not only about the future, also the present, just to make sure that we become also global players, and nobody can do this for us. It's only us young Namibians, it's only us elder Namibians, and everyone in it, because at the end of the day, it's about things that we discuss every day, it's about things that we focus on, and it's also about things that matters, particularly things of human development, things of economic development, things of opportunities, things of new skills, and all relevant conversation, particularly those which are touching, you know, advancement of individuals. Now, before we go to the topic of today, we are looking at, before we go to what we are going to discuss today, it's always very good and it's always advisable to make sure that you are up to date with current economic affairs, you are up to date with current domestic and international affairs which are concerned with things of bread and butter issues. Look at new economic opportunities, we look at new statistics in the economy, we look at the areas of agriculture. For you to be up to date, make sure that you follow us at all our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. Look at us, like our page, share our page. You go to Facebook, you go to X, you go to LinkedIn, you go to Instagram. Make sure that you follow our page, make sure that you like our page, and share it with your friends and also your followers, in order for us to make sure that we reach as many people as possible, so that we can educate one another, we can engage in these deeper conversations, and yeah, to make sure that we progress. On top of that, also make sure that you are up to date with our e-paper. That is the Villager newspaper. Of course, it's the Villager newspaper every Monday, coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That is your e-paper that you can download into your phone and read and you'll be up to date with current economic affairs and new development in the economic development front. And what is very important is also that make sure that you download our app, Eagle FM Namibia, our app. Any smartphone that you have, whether you have, you are an Android user like me, you're an iPhone user, you can download our app, that is Eagle FM app, that you can download into your phone. Then you'll be able to listen to programs, the current programs, and also the previous program through podcast. Then you'll be able to be, you know, we are able to be together with us, particularly when it comes to new developmental, you know, topics, new developmental topics, the focus, and where the country is, where the country is going. And lastly, but not least, is download our Imba app. Imba app is an application which constitutes of hymn songs. Those of you who are Christians, those of you who attend, you know, weddings, faith-based event, funerals. You know, the world is advanced. The world is advanced to that extent that, you know, you don't need to work with a hammer anymore. You don't need to work with a hammer anymore. You don't need to pull with gear three. You need to make sure that you are working in a digitalized world, because people are not carrying hymn books anymore. People are using apps, like Imba app. You can download it and you'll be able to access hymn books in different languages, particularly local languages, Africans, English, Oshiwambo, and many others. Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and we are going to a short commercial break, then we can start with our conversation, we can start with our discussion, and yeah, stay tuned.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsine Hangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalighty.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna e mitoda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe mbali hea bi nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And just before we start with our conversation, we are going to a very, very short commercial break again. Then we can jump into it. We are listening to Business and Economic Segment. Just stay tuned.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and it's a beautiful Friday, and the conversation for today, as we are always saying, all sectors of human beings, they are attached to the economy. All sectors of human beings are attached to the way we handle our wealth, the way we handle our finance, and also the way we deal with bread and butter issues. And also the way we deal with the bread and butter issues. And our conversation today is going to be driven by the need. It's going to be driven by the need to bring a real transformation to young people in terms of thinking, in terms of operation, and in terms of how we view things, because we come at a generation where there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of contradiction in terms of, you know, different there's a generational conflict between the elders and the young people, and there is like no real space given to young people to express their skills, to express their views, and also to uplift themselves. Yeah, that's why the conversation for today is, where are the Namibian young people meeting to discuss their future? Where are the young people meeting? And do we have that platform in Namibia? Because it is stated that in every economic conversation, in every political conversation, in every conversation of social affairs, it is now inevitable for you to discuss that conversation without the inclusion of young people. Because why? When we look at the projection or the prediction of United Nations, it is indicated that when you look at Africa, Africa is almost 60% of the African people are the younger people. Almost 60% of the African people are the younger people. When you look at the prediction now, which is indicating that by 2050, Africa is going to be the youngest, is going to have the youngest population. And these are some of the things that we need to look at. These are some of the things that we need to look at, because we need to understand that every generation has a generational mission. Every generation has a generational mission. And as young people, we find ourselves between a hard and a rock, because there was an African liberation which was fought differently by different people of their generation, of their time, when they were very young. After that, they take over their government, they strategically position themselves. Now the question is that, post-colonialism, young people have to define their mission. Young people have to define their mission. What do we need? How can we move forward? Yes, we understand that after the generation of that time become adults, there is difficulties in terms of understanding the current generation of young people. That's why when you ask an adult now, maybe somebody who is 70 years, somebody who is even 60 years or so, this person will tell you that the young people of today, they are not tough enough. The youth end with us. They saw those conversations to say no, these are the digitalized young people, and they never take the country anyway. And when you bring those important conversations, it's few young people who are included in those conversations. Now the question is that, where are we meeting? Where are the young people meeting? Are we meeting in clubs? Are we meeting in churches? Are we meeting at bars? Are we meeting at, you know, sport facilities or business expos? And where is the right platform where a young person can connect with another young person in Namibia to make sure that we discuss the future? Because the whether we like it or not, there is always a generational agenda. Even if you don't define it, whether you are going to be a sellout of that generation or you are going to be somebody who contributed to upliftment of human beings, because we are not growing younger anymore. We are not growing younger anymore. But the question that we are asking today is, where are we meeting? Now, this conversation have different directions. We are asking this conversation because we want to awaken the mind of those who are in charge of, promoting the youth agenda, those who have resources to make sure that they uplift the youth programs, they uplift, the way the young people should think, associate, and give them opportunity to thrive. Because what we see now in Namibia is lack of facilities. especially sport events, because I like moving around, I like traveling, I like seeing different people. But my interest, apart from international relations, is how young people, how we are, how we behave, where do we meet. You go to any club, you go to any bar, you go to any entertainment event, you meet so brilliant young people with brilliant ideas. You meet the engineers there, in the street. You meet economists, you meet lawyers, you meet any other profession. But the platform where you are meeting them is an entertainment platform, and that is the only way, that is the only platform available at that moment, at that place, at that location, at that town or that city. But now, are these places going to produce productive conversations? Because one question that you need to ask yourself is that, and I want our dear listeners to get me very clearly to say, I'm not anti-entertainment. I'm not anti-entertainment, but I'm anti-entertainment, because when you start overdoing something, then it means that there is something that you are not doing right, you were supposed to do. Because instead of me being contributing to the economy, maybe doing business, or maybe being employed or employ somebody, I have to make sure that every moment I get, I enjoy myself, which become a problem if it's done for a long time. Because the question that we need to ask ourselves is that for us to move, for us to develop our economy, let us look at the facilities that we have. Do we have enough facilities for sport activities? Do we have enough facilities for, promoting talent? Do we have those facilities in Namibia? If we have them, where are they? And are they enough? What can be done to make sure that we unite young people? Because remember, I felt so differently today, because I attend Youth in Damba, which was organized by Old Mutual, to bring different experts together, and also different young people to connect the education skills with market related skills. But one of the economists by the name Solomon Hay brought a very good point to say, economy is connected. Economy is connected to that extent that when you promote sector export activities, you are indirectly promoting other sectors also. Which can be business, can be service, can be selling, and all those things. But in most cases, what we see in Namibia, when young people want to socialize, if they don't choose a bar, they choose a club. If they don't choose a club, they choose a place somewhere where not real conversation are being held out. Not real conversation. We don't really discuss about how we can assist one another, because it's the environment that we are finding ourselves. Because remember, had we have that opportunity, because I'm not blaming anyone, had we have that opportunity, we could be better. But now, what can we do at the current moment to demand for what we want, so that we can at least define our future correctly? If we can demand for what we want, then we can be able to define our future very correctly. Because sometimes you end up in a corner, you do not have platform which can facilitate right discussions. Because if we look at areas like sport, for example, Namibia is one of the countries with talented people who are very talented, and it's very difficult to identify those talents until somebody who have done enough research, or maybe somebody who have done enough research to make sure that he identify those talents, or somebody with experience to say, I identify those talents. Because if you look at few sports stars that we have in Namibia, they are not only sports stars in Namibia, they can be international players. If you look at it's Sandy Naubo, Harry Simon have been one of the most, celebrated boxers in Namibia. Look at Frankie Frederick, celebrated athletes in Namibia. But how many of talents do we have that is not even utilized? Because remember, there is nothing on this earth which unite people more than different people brought together by sport, either with the pride of supporting their country or whether with the pride of supporting the person of their country. Because remember, in August 2021, Namibia was recovering from this pandemic disease, COVID. Then there was one hope which unite all Namibians, white, blacks, and colors, and all different colors of individuals. That was the performance of Christine Boma, the first Namibian young woman to win, to beat the best and won Olympic. By that time, I think she was under the age of 20, if I'm not mistaken. And what is this telling you? This is telling you that one individual with talent who was identified, maybe at time of identification, she was not even at the right facilities, then go through proper training, proper guidance, and this person brought fruits, and everyone was looking in the map, where Namibia, where is Namibia? Everyone was looking in the map, where is Namibia? Because this person was identified from a very difficult situation, but she was identified by somebody who know how to identify because of talent, then train her, then she become the best, and she beat the whole of Africa. All the sport women in Africa in terms of athletes were beaten by Christine Boma within her category. She was dominating, she was setting new records everywhere. But I'm trying to say that if Namibian young people are given right platforms, good sport facilities, good facilities which can identify talent, we can contribute positively to the Namibian economy, and we can develop a lot of talents, and we can also become attractors of investors. We can become attractors of investors in terms of either in sport, talents, business, and entrepreneurship. How is our business incubation centers working? How many Namibians know about these things? How many young Namibian business people from deep down informal settlement are able to access these business incubation centers? Because I hope you can agree with me that in Namibia we have a lot of brilliant people, but just because there is no enough, I'm not saying there is nothing, there is no enough areas, recreational centers, proper recreational centers, which can, can be able to allow this person to show, to connect, and also to be able to become a player in the youth agenda. Because remember, the basic definition, not the basic, but the legal definition of a young person according to National Youth Council Act 3 of 2009 is that a young person is somebody from the age of 16 to 35. And those are very important years of in every person's life. But without young people themselves identifying the right time, right place to associate and connect, without them demanding what is needed, without our government and private sector analyzing and also realizing that young people need more investment to upgrade their talent, without that, there is not going to be a generational agenda. And that one, I'm guaranteeing you that is not going to be a generational agenda. And we are going to take this country to... We are not going to move it forward. You understand? We are not going to move it forward if those things are not happening. Let's go to a commercial break, then we come back.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our 5-star brewing process to ensure a unique, balanced taste for that refreshing first... Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafathana na longeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia. Ombito ombwana wa oronjika. Jaitani na Omeguro Nirandi Toma Yue, Yongeshe Fayoe Kupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende timemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi paregi wimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengera selma konara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niari. Eagle FM the eye. My friend.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. You can air your view, you can communicate with us, you can call us on air just to give your contribution at 083-288-401. Let us continue with our conversation. Let us continue with our conversation to say, where are we meeting? Where is our Silicon Valley? Where is our youth centers? When you look at, I don't want to sound like a critic, but I will sound like a critic because it's what it is. Because where are the youth centers? Because in Namibia, when you have youth centers or institutions which were supposed to be used by young people, with much respect, they are turned into businesses where instead of you having meetings for young people, or maybe young people come and discuss about how they can drive the economy forward, these centers are given to churches. These centers are given to it turned into a business because you neglect the generational struggle of young people. Because when you now come to the position where you say, well, how can we solve this problem? How can we solve this problem? When you come to the position of how can we solve this problem, ask yourself this question: where are the facilities of young people? Are you investing in building, youth centers for young people to utilize those youth centers, or are you investing in those areas just to make them business? Because the reason our parents are fighting us, our elders are fighting the young people. They are saying, no, you guys are just in the street. You are just following poiki course here and there. Which I'm not entirely supporting and I'm not entirely criticizing. But what I'm saying is that some of us young people who are not able to be awakened to say, I know there are no opportunities, but what can I do? What can I do? Either in terms of business or in terms of education, then what can we do as young people? Where do we meet to discuss our issues? Where do we meet to discuss our issues? There are some, engagement which regard acknowledgement, like, you know, the organization of men conference, women conference, all these things. But do we really have these things happening often? Do we have constant use of this thing? Or it's only for some people? Because if you are in a town like, in a city like Windhoek, you have like four levels of young people. You have the one who went to school, got an opportunity to show his talent, and also live in a suburb areas and have enough support. Then you have a generation of a young person who also went to school, not really enough support, but this person is able to make a living either through employment, through businesses, or through training. Then you have also a young person who life is already not really to say is distracted. The basic needs are not already met from the beginning, but this person, for this person to be brought at the table, he needs assistance, he needs the right conversations, he needs training, he needs upskilling. But this person is not able to reach those areas because there are no immediate institutions, immediate facilities, immediate sport facilities, immediate business support centers, which can give this person authority to come and join, others and become the main contributor to the Namibian economy, because things are not in the favor of a lot of young people, particularly in the informal sector. particularly in the informal sector, because when you want to see the reality of life, try to balance the way people live. Then also try to balance the abilities of people, because you can find, because a talent can be somebody with a talent and did not get opportunity. That person can die with a talent, but that person was supposed to come up with new models on how we can turn around our economy. But what we are saying today is that let us look at what is the contribution of the private sector to upliftment of young people. Because we are saying in any conversation, in any political, economic or social conversation, without the cake or the peace of young people, it's not a conversation at all. If our elders are not understanding what we need, they're still going to move in a circle. The conversation of solving young people's problems is still going to be a conversation in the next 10 years if you are not bringing young people together, if you are not making young people part of those conversations, because they understand and they know what they want. Because we are still going to move in a circle if you are not going there. Let us look at the areas of private sector. You know, when somebody did something good, it's always good to be praised. Although not be overpriced, because you get a big head, but there are also those companies, which I'm not going to mention, who are well known to support sport activities in Namibia. There are those companies who are well known to support sport activities. And there are also those companies, and there are also those business individuals who are well known for, you know, engaging young people. However, when it's coming to corporate social responsibility, less is given to the upliftment of the young people. And that is where we have to start from, because the question of where are we meeting young people? Meeting at a club is not a problem. Meeting at a bar is not a problem. Meeting at entertainment place is not a problem. However, being at those places for a very long time is also going to be a negative impact, because you don't have other places where you can have real conversation, where you can have, conversation about starting a business, conversation about upgrading your academic life, conversation about real life issues, because there are no facilities. So that's why today we are asking that question, to say, where are we meeting? What can we do? How can young people improve our situation, and also make sure that we don't just become spectators in the Namibian economy, but we become the main players in the Namibian economy? And I also want to reference again Solomon Hay today, when he indicated that investment in critical areas, he was talking this from the perspective of education, particularly critical areas of training in the areas of physics, chemistry, engineering, science, can be a positive contributor to a situation where Namibians, young people, are able to become the main actors in the Namibian economy, particularly in sectors like oil and gas, and also green hydrogen. The opposite of that, less investment in those areas, less investment in upskilling young people in those areas, we are still going to have an economy which is growing. However, it's not going to be in the hands of our people. Because those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, because when we come to real conversations about where are the Namibian young people, how many young people have got training, and what sectors are they, and how can we open this gap? And interestingly also, meetings are very important. Planning is also very important. However, continuation of meeting and discussing about a certain problem without practical implementation, I don't think we are going to move forward. You know, questions that we need to ask ourselves is that do we still have a sport facility in Namibia currently which can host international games? No. Why are we still at that level? We are still under construction. We are still under construction. Because when Namibia want to play with other countries, they go and train in South Africa or maybe in Zambia. But where are we moving? Where are we moving? Because we have, I understand our Minister of Youth is, I think it's by next week, we are going to have a new administration. And maybe it's also going to be interesting to look at that report. To look at that report, and we also look at the performance assessment, not really to crucify a person, but to see also where can another person who is coming to take over as a Minister of Youth is going to do. Because if we are continuing doing like this and we are continuing not talking about this thing, there is no way that we are going to solve the problem of either youth unemployment, the problem of youth getting an opportunities, the problem of young people not getting full capacity to utilize their skills. And this is going to delay a lot of things. It's going to delay a lot of things, and it's going to cause a lot of problems. It's going to cause a lot of problems. That's why, dear listeners, today we are looking at the young people. Where are we meeting? Where are we meeting to discuss our issues? And when is the right time to demand for what we want in a professional way, in a respectful way, but bold enough to say, this is what we have been going through for the past 25 years. This is what we appreciate. But this is where things need to be start moving. Because a generation can be defined 20 to 25 years of a period. That is a generation on its own. And a generational mission is something which have been carried by different generations in history of civilization. And that is what caused countries to uplift themselves. In our situation, are we moving forward, particularly the young people? So, dear listeners, we are going to a commercial break and we continue with the conversation, because our conversation, we want to at least rethink about our ways of doing things, to at least rethink also about our operation, and also rethink about the institutions which are supposed to assist us, and how we can approach it, and how we can demand for what you want. Because at the end of the day, if you are just sitting down and to obeying to everything which is being taught to us, people think we are fine. There's also a time to go and ask for what you deserve. You are not going to take it. You are going to ask what you deserve, to say, no, comrade, or chief, patriot, fighter, or whatever the political name you call the person. Say, no, you came up with a youth policy. You have this very critical, plan. You came up with youth policy 1, 2, and 3. And it defined all those things. Number one is talking about this one. There's a revision. There are different institutions that were supposed to assist us. But how come our unemployment is still going up? How come we still have a lot of youth in the informal sector who do not even know or having access to register their business, access to training? Why do we have a lot of young people who we are at bars and clubs? Because those are the only places that we go and meet, because other places are either rented to business people or they are not existing anymore or they are under construction. Why are we? Because we need to make these things, because holding each other accountable is the only way we are going to move forward. Because otherwise, if you are not reading our documents, if you are not analyzing our youth policies, which are very beautiful and have all the sectors, and I don't think we are going to move forward. We are going to reach a generation called the
Sun. Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family, Vintook lemon flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real.
Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsi Nehangano, The Osherero Omaimburiro, The Catholic Simane Kakarunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalighty.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Don't be a silent.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic segment. We are with me, David Shombe. We are looking at where are the Namibian young people meet to discuss their future? Where are we meeting to discuss the economy of our country? Where are we meeting to discuss the programs, plans, and policies of our country? And what places do we have in Namibia, facilities which can assist us? And what are the programs, what are the investment for us to move forward? Because I understand there is nothing which is late, because in life there's nothing which is late. Everything is moving according to nature plus human decisions, and there is nothing which is late to start. There's nothing which is late to start, because let us look at let's forget about what happened in the past. Let us look at the future. Let us look at everyone is looking at our country is going through not really a transition in terms of government. I think that will sound a bit different, but we are going to have a new administration, and the new administration with new persons with new technical skills, and also individuals also who are entrusted with managing country's resources, providing directions, and also most importantly, tackling the problems that the country is facing. One of those problems, in the top two or top three of those problems, apart from now food insecurity, there is a lack of opportunities for young people to utilize the skills that they have. Not lack of education, we are done with that, but lack of opportunities for young people to utilize the skills that they have. Now, let us look at whoever is coming. I don't want to say let us look at the new Minister of Youth. Let us look at whoever is coming, and let us look at whoever is going to drive those sectors which are going to solve those problems. And I want our young people to make sure that we attend those important conversations. When there is a conference, maybe being handled by the Minister of Industrialization and Trade, the Minister of Youth, let us be there in numbers, because the new administration must also understand that we are willing to be assisted. Because let's tell them that we are tired of following poiki course every day, every weekend. We are also tired of, you know, going to parties without name just to get together, because to have fun and drink. Where I'm saying drinking is not a problem, but the problem is that when you make it a routine, when you make it and purposefully. Because in other countries, people drink, they toast about something. Maybe after a very important project, they come together to say, let's go and celebrate this one. But in Africa, let me talk about Namibia that I know well, because no really opportunities to go and maybe have training and discuss about main issues. We start drinking at 8 o'clock, some even at 7. Start drinking at 8 o'clock until, 12 o'clock. Let us tell the new administration that we are tired of our meeting places. We are tired of our meeting places, and we want to be part of that development. We don't want to be spectators anymore. Because if you continue to be spectators and you don't demand what you want, there's not going to be a generational mission. It's going to be, we are going to reach a generational cul-de-sac, which is end of the road. And we are going to give away or going to misuse what the first generation left us with. Because remember, failing to solve this generational conflict, it's also going to be a problem if it's not solved, because elders are saying young people are not that ready. They are just the young people of today are the failed generation. They are what and they are WhatsApp boys and girls. If it was those days, they could not even go to war. And if it was those days, they could not even go to war and all those things. But remember, the world is not moving backward. We are moving forward. Let us assist each other in a developed country to make sure that, we are moving forward, to make sure that young people have opportunities to gain skills, opportunities, and also opportunities to connect with one another. Because, like I said, I move around different towns, go to Chuarongo, go to Ruderets, go to Gwabes Bay, go to Swakop, go to Okahanja. Different young people, different areas. Almost same routines. Because we have a national issue and we have unfulfilled generational mission. Because from the age of 16 to 35 is the only age that you are active, physically active, you can move around and you have also yes, I had to plan about your future. But after that, if you did not really get a very good foundation, it's going to affect directly or indirectly the way you do things. Yeah, that's why we are saying it's not really too late to demand what you want. It is so not too late to make a critical assessment. Because if you look around your area, there are institutions. They are saying it's for young people. Go there and ask, I want to host a meeting here. Or maybe I want to access this institution. They will tell you no. It's booked by 20 churches who are coming to have their session here and there. Which is also something which I partially criticize, because what I've seen in Namibia is that instead of young people discuss about opportunities, most of us we spend 10 hours in a day at church instead of us doing our business, praying about problems that we have instead of finding practical solutions. And I'm not against spiritual intervention. I want people to get me correctly, but if church is against the progress of a human being, then we must also analyze it, because it's not a real one. Because we were supposed to spend most of the time doing productive things. Because if we keep on praying for our problems without us being active, I don't think we are going to move forward. We will never move forward. The numbers of congregations are just going to increase, but we will never move forward. But let us move away a bit from that conversation. But what I'm trying to say is that we must create platforms for ourselves. And you must also demand from those who are having powers to create platforms for ourselves. And I'm very happy that in the coming administration, we are going to have a lot of young people, either going to be parliamentarian, and those who are going to be lucky, maybe going to become ministers or deputy ministers, which A lot of analysts are saying it's not going to happen. But wherever you find yourself as a young person, having ability to change things, I think you don't need to forget about other young people. Because if you start thinking like the generation that is not yours, you are betraying the struggle. And you are not really good for nothing, but you are just not good. Because you were supposed to be, when you are there, it's not your position. It's not your position at all. That is the position of the people. Whether you go through election or appointment, that is the position of the people. You were supposed to go there and say, I have seen how we have been together with these young people. These are, you know, some of these guys, we've been eating fat cakes together in the street and Kapana everywhere. But when you get to that position, you forget about the generational mission. You forget about the generational mission. Where were we meeting? Where do we need to meet now? Because when you forget about the generational mission, then you are not really good. So, dear listeners, the time is 56 minutes past 18, and we are progressing with business and economic segment. Today, we are looking at where young people should meet to discuss their issues. We are looking at facilities that can upgrade. We are looking at institutions that were supposed to upgrade the interests of young people. And we are also looking at new ways of thinking and the new ways of how can young people demand for what they want, particularly at this time where we need to be active actors in the Namibian economy. Because like the words of economist Solomon Hay, who said, yes, Namibia have resources and Namibia have new emerging sector of oil and gas and green hydrogen. But if young people are not strategically positioned to become actors, we are just going to be hand-hunger. We are just going to be there assisting or looking at things. But we are not really the one who are touching them. So, dear listeners, we are going to a short commercial break, then we can come and conclude.
Omudiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafatha na nana nongeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongotisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa olonjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandithoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira Selma, kodora heta tuimwe. Datu, heari hamano tano, oniari. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. It's always a pleasure to engage in these conversations. And never forget to follow us on all our social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also Instagram. And don't forget to download our app, Eagle FM Namibia. And also make sure that you download our Imba app for hymn songs, and also the Villager newspaper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and also Friday, so that you'll be up to date with economic news. Just in short, with those few seconds that we have, is that today we're discussing where should young people meet, what are we busy with, how can we demand for what we want, especially when you talk about facilities, and how can the government assist us to reach our potential. We look at the area of sport, we look at the area of business, and we also look at, you know, the areas of entertainment and how can those things link together in order to make sure that we advance our economy. So with me, David Shombe, thank you very much and have a very beautiful weekend and see you on Monday.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM.